how long have you been there?
We came over here in May, and we're supposed to stay until December. However, we're getting bumped up a little bit.
Okay. And what kinds of things have you, they were talking about, you're coming home. So what have you been doing since you've been over there in May?
We came over here as a training team, based out of Camp Pendleton, California. And our mission was to advise, assist, and train the Iraqi Marine Corps.
Okay.
What we were doing was, we first got over here in May. It started off, you know, relatively slow. We were just kind of building up relationships with them and getting to know them and figuring out where they were as far as training was.
Right.
We were actually the third team to come over here.
Okay.
And then from there, around July time frame, we kicked off our training with them. And it was in areas such as weapons handling, visit board, search and sheet, and Navy vessels. Night vision training, and vehicle checkpoint.
Okay.
And there are many other, those are just probably the main ones we did.
Sure. So did you worked with them pretty much every day then?
For the most part, yes.
Okay. How has the experience been working with them?
It's like, you know, any experience is going to have its ups and downs. Like, glad to say with this deployment, I've seen a lot more ups.
Good.
I think that, you know, mission accomplishment was definitely done, and it's going to take a few years to see to make sure once they're standing on their own 2 feet that they remember the stuff we taught them.
Right. So you said, so you've been over there before?
Right, I've been over here 3 times.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about, how long have you been in the service?
6.5 years.
Okay.
Since 2005 until now.
And, did you go into the service right out of high school, or?
Right, I graduated Watsika High there in 2005
okay.
in June, and I left for the Marines the week after.
Okay. And you said you've been to Iraq 3 times, and
deployment was in 06.
I'm sorry, say that again.
My first time here was in 06.
Okay. Is that the only places that you've been deployed?
No. I've also been around the world on ship, several different countries, but as far as combat deployments go, it's been Iraq all.
Okay. What would you like the people in Watsika to know maybe about what... you know, how things are going in Iraq?
It's a slow progress, but we're making progress. If you look back, you know, I'll give you an example. When I was here in 06, the country was literally torn apart. It was war-torn.
Mm-hmm.
As far as infrastructure, you know, running water, power, schools and things like that, they were here, but it was pretty much, you know, on a scarce level. Only certain people had them.
Right.
Back here in 08, you've seen a huge change. From 06 alone, you know, a little bit more running water, more power, more infrastructure, more things being built. You come back over here now in 2011, and it's, you know, I can hardly describe the change that you've seen. You know,
really?
Pretty much the Iraqis are almost on their own 2 feet.
Okay. So tell me... Tell me a little bit about the people that you've been working with. I mean, the people, the Marines that you've been working with. I mean, I'm sure you guys feel like you've contributed a lot to the success of Iraq being able to get back on its feet. So tell me a little bit about some of the people that you guys, that you work with, and how you've been able to make that possible.
Well, we were a 13-man team.
Okay.
We were assembled rather quickly back in April. It was kind of almost a last-minute thing.
Okay.
And we came together and deployed about two and a half weeks later after we were assembled. So to put a team together that quick and send us over here, you know, the results, people got to be questioned, you know, can they really make a difference? Or what can they do?
Uh-huh.
I mean, for being put together that quick and coming over here, I would say that the 13 of us came together rather quickly and stood up as one and actually made a lot of stuff happen.
So is it, when you work with the Iraqis, is this like an 8-hour day, a 10-hour day? I mean, do you get free time?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of free time. But as far as working with the Iraqis go, it's you work with them when you can for as long as you can.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it might be an hour. You know, sometimes it's 12 hours. So you got to take what you can get because they have their own schedule as well. Because with training with them, it's just advising. So they're still doing regular operations during the day as well. So you got to find time to fit that in their schedule as well as our schedule.
Okay. What is the country like? I mean, is it, are you still getting shot at a lot? Is it fairly friendly?
It depends where you go.
Okay.
Where we were, it was very friendly.
So you're able to go to, I mean, you could go to, like, downtown and shop if you wanted to and...
Not that friendly.
Not that friendly. Okay. The Iraqi people are embracing the Marines where you were.
As far as the U.S. Marines, they really didn't know we were there because we were such a small unit.
Uh-huh.
And our presence was there to advise the Iraqi military.
Right.
More importantly, the Iraqi Marine Corps. So as far as the local populace go, they knew of us there, but they never really seen us or engaged with us.
Okay. So then what do you do in your free time?
Whatever is available for that day. Usually go to the gym, get on the internet, you know, talk to family, email back home. Probably a big one. Sleep.
Okay. So when are you going to be able to come home?
Hopefully before the holidays. That's the goal right now. We have some more stuff to do over here as far as turning in stuff and draw down, but hopefully before the holidays. There's no set dates.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about... we've kind of covered that, I guess. Like a typical day. I mean, you get up at what time, you do what during the day?
It depends, you know, what the day was. You'll know the day before what's going on. Usually we'd go out to the Iraqi Marine headquarters, talk with them, figure out what they were doing, develop a schedule from there, hopefully fit in some training with them. Some days that, you know, they had other things going on, they weren't available, so we'd have to find other things to do. As far as, like, on our own or even some of the Iraqi Navy.
Mm-hmm. So do you like what you're doing?
Yeah. It's, out of four deployments I've been on, I'd have to say this is definitely ranks in the top two for deployments. Over here, I don't have any regrets of going back over here a third time, put it that way.
Okay. Now, do you still have family in Watsika?
All my family is there, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Like, who's your parents?
My dad is Wayne Feller.
Okay.
And my mom is Beverly Shoemaker.
Okay. And so do you get to talk to them fairly often?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't have any complaints. I'd say I get to be in contact a couple times, you know, on the phone a couple times a month lately, and we always send emails.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, contact now for what it was in 06 is definitely a lot better.
Great. Okay. Is there anything else that I'm missing about, that I haven't asked you that you think I should have asked you?
Not that I could think of, unless there's anything you're going to need. You're the one writing the story.
Well, I didn't know if there was something maybe that you wanted, you know, some point specifically you wanted to get across, or something that you think that the Marines would want everyone to know, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, and maybe I just hadn't quite touched on that question yet. So,
yeah, well, I'd have to say, just, you know, looking back at it from how the country is built back up, you know, it was torn apart when we came over here and to where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that say we should have pulled out years ago. But if, you know, we do that, then we're going to leave everything unfinished. So we
right.
stayed and we finished it.
So you feel like this is part of the finishing?
Oh, absolutely.
Finishing the mission type thing? Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it gives you some sense of pride.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, so when we get off the phone here, what are you going to be able to do today?
This will conclude the day. It is almost 5:30 over here in the evening, so today will be done. So
okay.
Rest and relaxation after this, where I think it's just the morning over there. So.
Yes, it is. So, okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for your time and for your service.
Ed, thank you, Carla.
Okay. And maybe sometime we'll get to meet in person.
Actually, we already have. You probably don't remember me, but 06, we did a face-to-face interview my first time I was over here.
Okay, so you came.
Came
to the office?
Yeah, I came out there. I came out there in an interview with you back in 06.
Okay, all right, now I know. Okay.
So, yeah, you might remember me now.
I do, I do.
Long time ago, yeah. So.
Well, great, okay. Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it. And you take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
Bye-bye. Bye.